Welcome back. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we are live at the American Century Championships in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, where, of course, our coverage is brought to you by Stateline Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Buck Roofing, M&M Golf Cars, Bushnell Factory Outlet Stores, Sprint, and, of course, American Century, the title sponsor here for this wonderful tournament. Boy said, Tahoe, a great place to come. And you can come here to ski and do all that kind of stuff. You're going to come in the summer. You need to come out this week where Kansas City kind of takes over due to the sponsorship of American Century of this great tournament. And joining us now is the president and CEO of American Century, Jonathan Thomas. Jonathan, how are you?
I am fantastic. How about yourself?
Not bad. It's one of the best weeks of the year to come out here and this incredible surroundings and see all the celebrities in a relaxed environment. How's it going this week? This is what, the 28th, 29th for this one?
It is our 28th year. Okay. And I don't know how we continue to do it, but we are breaking records again. You know, yesterday was just a celebam. And they actually ran out of tickets yesterday, physical tickets.
Really?
And I don't know if you got a chance to walk around, but the crowds here are unprecedented, and it just keeps growing year after year. So we are really happy because we use this as a platform to tell our story and about our unique ownership structure and what we do, and it's a big branding event. So we're very, very happy, and we see it as a great investment.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the idea behind it, and we'll talk about it, because American Century gives a ton of money to charity. That's a part of the equation with the company that I think people may not understand. I think everybody in Kansas City knows, okay, great Kansas City company, but everything that you guys do is really impressive. But what was the concept initially, and what have you found about being able to brand your company around this tournament?
So the concept around our unique ownership structures, let me just go back to the beginning.
Okay.
So we are an asset management firm, which means that individuals, companies, and even countries entrust us with their assets to fund different financial objectives. You know, the easiest thing to relate to, of course, is at an individual level. Most commonly, people are looking for us to help them with their retirement or for paying for college or saving for a house.
Right.
But the firm goes back to 1958, founded in Kansas City by Jim Stowers and his wife, and grew just tremendously. Today, we're about $165 billion out of the 900 firms in the United States that do what we do. We're in the top 20. And in the late 90s, both Jim and his wife were afflicted with cancer. And it inspired them so much that they decided to donate really almost the entirety of their personal fortune, which was about $2 billion, to fund a medical research organization dedicated to focusing on basic fundamental research and looking for cures for cancer and other gene-based diseases. Ever since that initial ownership structure was put in place, we now direct over 40% of our profits every single year to the Stowers Institute for Medical Research in Kansas City. Since the year 2000, that has amounted to now $1.3 billion that we've directed that way.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and we do it all with, fees that are competitive. I think one of the things that people often associate with any sort of positive social impact is that it costs more to do so, and that's not the case at all with us. And we're an active manager, and we're very competitive on fees, and there's not an upcharge to cover medical funding. It's actually part of our ownership structure, and it's part of our dividend. And so, you know, it's a very compelling story, I think, for people who are looking to both achieve financial objectives and have a positive impact on society.
Yeah, and it speaks to the fact that, it's not just, you know, when you are investing with American Century, it's not just, you know, getting, like you said, to that finish line. I know, you know, college fund, retirement, all things that, you know, you think about when you're my age, but it's also going to give back to Kansas City. I mean, the Stowers Institute is just an unbelievable, I don't even know if organization is the right word. My friend's daughter was very fortunate. She's a MD, PhD at Vanderbilt University.
Okay.
And from Kansas City, to kind of smart girl, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so her internship in the summer, she was very fortunate. She was an intern at the Stowers Institute. And that's what she does, is work, which she's working towards, cancer cure is what she wants to study and work to on the science end. And the Stowers Institute was where she went. And it's amazing that we have such an incredible entity in Kansas City and an incredible financial, you know, with the Stowers family, American Century, that you think about this. This is a global company. It's a global medical research institute, coupled with a global financial institute that's right there in Kansas City. I mean, to me, it's a real point of pride. I love coming out here because all these celebrities are going, yeah, American Century, Kansas City. It's like you guys represent all of us while you're out here with some of the luminaries of entertainment and sports.
Yeah, you know, it is a really cool story. You know, we are headquartered in Kansas City. We have about 1,000 employees in Kansas City. The Institute, Stars Institute of Medical Research, has about 600. Who was it you said got the job there as an intern?
It was my friend's daughter, Beeman.
So she must be very, very talented.
She is extraordinarily
talented.
Because
we just had at the Stowers Institute two openings, and we had 1,000 applicants for those two openings. And in the end, just to give you a sense to what a world-class organization this is, we ended up recruiting somebody away from Harvard staff. And the other one, I believe, came from Yale, is the sort of quality of people that we're bringing to Kansas City. And what's also neat about that, you mentioned we're a global company. On the American Century side, you know, we have offices in basically Northern California, Southern California. Obviously, we're headquartered in Kansas City. We're going to open one up in Chicago soon. New York, we opened an office in London. We have an office in Hong Kong. And very shortly, we're going to open offices in Australia. But all those offices overseas are we're sourcing assets. We're sourcing funds from customers overseas, but it all comes back to Kansas City, and we're running the money here. And the profits all accrue to our headquarters in Kansas City. So it's an organization with a global reach, but a very, very local footprint. And then the Stowers Institute, they're also sourcing talent from all over the world, and they do collaborations with organizations like MD Anderson and Memorial Sloan Kettering and all of the top research institutes all around the world, but again, anchored in Kansas City. So it's an amazing story, and I hope everybody takes time to learn about it.
Yeah, it really is. And we're talking to Jonathan Thomas, the president and CEO of American Century. When you have, you mentioned $160 billion in assets.
Yep.
Feel pressure when you roll in, you know, because you mentioned it is retirement funds and college funds and everything. I mean, that is an, you know, to me, that can be kind of an overwhelming responsibility. I mean, you obviously are aware of what it is. A lot of this money is there to be invested for. Then throw in the fact that, you know, 40% of your profits are going to fund cancer research, which was obviously the focus of what your founder wanted the company to be. That's a little pressure involved in that, isn't there?
Yeah, you know what? It's a really insightful question. I view one of the primary responsibilities of my job is to never let anybody in the organization lose sight of the fact that behind every single dollar, there's an investor who made some sort of sacrifice, whether it was they didn't get a new car, they didn't go to dinner, didn't take a vacation. They made a sacrifice to entrust us with that money so that we could help them achieve their financial objectives. And from a cultural perspective, it has always been our focus, going back to Jim back in 1958. And today, this is not an uncommon view, but in 1958, he was absolutely an outlier. And his concept, and our concept today, remains the same. Put our clients' interests first, always. And if they're successful, then we will be successful. And that has been the mantra that has driven our organization's philosophy and culture for 60 years now.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. And what you guys do out here is truly a labor of love, right? Because there is labor that goes on. You know, it's I'm always amazed because, you know, one of the great scenes they have on NBC is the shot of the catamaran with the American Century sail on it out there. And they take that shot all the time, and it's such a beautiful backdrop and everything. And so you think, oh, golf, and, you know, there's American Century's name. But as a company, you know, and I've gotten to know a lot of your folks that work for American Century, you know, everybody's got a smile on their face. Everybody's having fun. But also, there's a lot of work that goes on just on this tournament that you guys put in. It's not like it's just on the country club. You guys are our boots on the ground here making this event an incredible event that is really the event that every celebrity wants to come to. I mean, I've seen how these guys react and how grateful they are to get the invitation. There's a lot of hard work that goes in from you and your company here on the ground as well.
Yeah, so there's two points I want to address in that because there's some great questions in there. So it is a massive effort for us. And the first thing that happens when this thing closes down on Sunday night is we start planning for 2018. And that there's no embellishment there because we will immediately debrief. We'll debrief with 810. We'll debrief with NBC. We'll debrief with the Edgewood Country Club about how can we make it better. It is a primary focus of ours to improve this every single year. We have a relatively small event staff, but we have a fantastically strong relationship with these organizations, and we don't use an intermediary. So there's a lot of rhythm, operating rhythm, that we have working here. And then you mentioned, and then we bring about 30 people in just to run the event, and then a large number of employees. And what I've found is that it's hard to get people to come to Kansas City, candidly, from the coast.
Right. We actually like that because it keeps our city what it is.
Yes.
We like being the little hidden gem that people come and they go, wow, this is a really cool town. Good. Now, don't tell anyone because we don't want you all coming here and messing it.
Listen, I've lived all over the place. And when I had the opportunity to come back to Kansas City in 2005, where I was the Global Chief Operating Officer of Morgan Stanley in New York City. I came home that night. The first day I got the call, I told my wife, "If this thing works out, we're going to Kansas City." So,
yeah,
no question. But the other thing we do out here, and the reason we bring a lot of employees, is because while we can't get a lot of people to Kansas City, this place is so gorgeous. We get a lot of folks to come here, and it's a way for them to experience who we are and to experience our culture. And without exception, at the end of this event, I will get, between maybe 50 and 100 emails and letters from random people that ran into some of our employees who made a positive impression on it. Yesterday, I got a story. Somebody just walked up to me and said, "You're the CEO of American Century." I said, "Yeah." And she said, "I was standing in line to buy some gum in the sundry store at the hotel. They don't sell gum. And a woman with an American Century badge dipped into her purse and gave me a stick of her gum." And it's those little touches that people really take away from the event. So it's a great way to get our story out and for people to get comfortable with it. On the celebrity side, probably one of my favorite stories. One of the guys I've become pretty close with over the years here is Tony Romo.
Okay.
Amazing athlete, obviously. Yeah. Quick thing I learned many years ago. He didn't put pads on until he was a junior. His first love was basketball, and he's going to go. He's, one of the favorite ones to win here.
Yeah, co-favorite to win today,
which is incredible. The tournament. But at any rate, one of the things he said to me one year is he said, "Hey, Jonathan, you ever wonder what goes on after the game when we go out and we meet on the 50-yard line with the opponent? What we're talking about?" "Well, no, Tony, what are you talking about?" And the first thing he says is, "Hey, did you get your invite for Tahoe yet?"
Yeah.
"Are you going to the American Century Championship?" I said, "You're kidding me." He goes, "No, ask any of us. That's what we talk about on the field." So I said, "Okay, well, let's try to keep it that way."
Yeah, and when I'll run into some of the guys that play out here at another time during the year, or maybe like the Super Bowl or something, I'll see somebody, maybe Rodney Harrison. I'm just trying to think of some of the, generally football guys. And I'll be like, "Hey, you guys going to be out at the American Century again this year?" "Oh, I'm waiting. I don't know when the invites go out." But it's like they're either like, "Oh, yeah, I got my invite," or, "I'm waiting. I'm hoping." It is. It's amazing. And that speaks to the culture that you guys have created, that obviously that exists within your company, that you've created this culture in a great environment. It's amazing, because and you seem to be able to find the really good guys, too. And ladies, I don't mean to just guys. You however you guys do it, and it's probably a trade secret you don't want to share, but you do an unbelievable job of getting, the quality people that do a really good job of interacting with the fans. Now, there's some of the guys that are so big that if they went to interact with the fans, the whole thing might shut down.
Right.
Like when Michael Jordan's been here, or Justin Timberlake is one that, and he does a nice job of trying to get a little something in when there's a spot. So I get it. But, Herm Edwards, coach always talks about how, I'm here for the fans. This is my chance to go give back and say hi to the people who support the NFL and watch the NFL. And so many guys do a great job. You guys, some thought's been put into the group that you do bring out here, right?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. When I took over as CEO 12 years ago, one of my focuses after coming here for the first year was to make sure that not only do we have a bunch of really big names, but I wanted to make sure we had all good people. And I think because I want this to be an extension of Kansas City values and our Midwest values. And honestly, over the last decade, there's been a fairly significant transformation in the field of athletes we put out here, or not all athletes, field of celebrities that we put out here, with a focus on, as simple as it sounds, kindness, thoughtfulness, generosity. And what you see is, almost without exception, including huge guys like Justin Timberlake, who hung out on 7 for almost 2 hours yesterday just entertaining the fans. You see people who are engaged with the fans, are aware of the American Century story, and are out here to make a favorable impression. And that's been a really deliberate effort, and I'm really touched, actually, by the fact that you noticed that through your contact here. And Coach Edwards, he's probably one of the poster boys of great, high-energy, positive people that everybody he touches, he leaves them smiling.
Yeah, he does. He does a great job. You guys do a great job. The tournament is always one of our highlights. And like you said, I know it's the highlight of these guys as well. We're talking to Jonathan Thomas. He is the president and CEO of American Century. I'm going to give you my final four quickies.
Oh, God.
You just tell me the first thing that pops into your mind. All
right?
No, this is good. First of all, who wins? Who you got your money on?
Gosh,
I think you're gonna say your buddy, right? He's one of the favorites. Close to Tony Romo.
So Romo's gonna give it a run for sure.
Okay.
Mulder's gonna be up there, and the person that is really interesting. So when you look at the odds, those are like 3-to-1 odd guys. There are some sleepers in there, and the sleepers come through in terms of people who aren't out here often. So a great example of that is the new head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles is the old offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, Doug Peterson. I had the opportunity to play with him a few days ago, and all the odds makers, he doesn't do these tournaments. It's one of his very first ones.
So they don't know what to do with
them. They don't know what to do with them. They have him at 50-to-1 is what I saw. I went down and put some money on him. I think you know, is he going to win it? I don't know, but he's going to be a stick out there.
But that's good value.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's good value. Thank you. That's a way to frame
I mean, you know, there's no point in going 3-to-1. No. Mulder or Romo, there's no reason to bet those guys.
No, that's my view.
You got to find some value, and it's further down. I like that. All right, Doug Peterson, I'll keep my eye on that one. What's your favorite table game in the casino?
Probably the dinner table.
That's the best non-answer I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not a gambler, a lot of people go, I don't gamble, or I don't like you, you know, whatever. The dinner table is the best response I've ever heard.
I will tell you, though, I'm not a big – I gamble once a year. I gamble when I come out here.
Okay.
And the one I enjoy – in fact, the only one I enjoy is craps. I like the camaraderie that goes along with it. I like the team orientation that goes along with it. And I like the bonding that occurs. And, I believe in teams, and I believe in collegiality, and I love to see the relationships that are formed. I mean, there's every walk of life out here. And you can see people sit down next to, you know, the Rascal Flats guys or any of these celebrities. Yeah. And it's like, you know, MVP celebrity, random person off the street. MVP, and they're all, you know, joined together by the dice. And it warms my heart to see that sort of stuff going on.
So you're clearly not a don't pass player. If you're talking about camaraderie, you're not the guy down there playing the don't.
No. 6 and 8, that's it.
6 and 8, good, good. Pass line, 6 and 8, you're in a good spot. All right, what's your best round of golf?
Oh, my. I don't have one. So I just started golfing with any regularity 4 years ago. I'm actually a member at Links at Lionsgate.
Okay.
And without any embellishment, my wife and I paid dues there for 6 years before we used it once. We had to be their best member.
Yeah.
And we started maybe four.
Never clogging up the course.
Not one bit, no.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 4 or 5 years ago, really because of this tournament, I came out here and just got sick and tired of embarrassing myself and also putting people at risk along the along the side. And I felt I needed to do something about my game. So I came out and I've been focused on it. I would say the best round I probably shot is in the high 80s, you know, 88 or something.
Oh, my God.
Like that. Maybe 90.
You're sitting there, the modesty is unbelievable. So you just really get serious about the game, and you're in the high 80s already?
No. You said my best ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
There's a big difference.
There's a lot, like, me and my friends, best ever is like 100 and.
Okay.
And right?
I,
so.
And I think I did that yesterday.
Yes. That's all right. That'll work. And how long will American Century be the sponsor here?
So I think this is public. We just extended
okay.
with NBC, and we are in through 2023, I believe.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. So
we'll call it 2023 plus. How about that?
Yeah. We'll work on that plus part.
We'll see where it goes. But through 2023, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Jonathan, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. You guys do an incredible job. We love American Century being a Kansas City company. You guys do a great job here. I've actually been around your company a couple times in Kansas City as well. You guys do a phenomenal job there. Congratulations on your success. Keep it up, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again next year.
Thanks. And any of our cars, my son's, my wife's, or my car, and you turn on the car and the radio set at 8:10.
To you. Well, thank you. You're very kind. We appreciate that very much. Jonathan, have a great weekend.
All right, you too, bud. Thanks.
Thank you.